Hello, my lovely hearties and guest hearties, and welcome to day four. So the four elements to creating a business you can truly love. So welcome to day four. It is quite a marathon, isn't it? I know if you're only managing to watch these morning lessons, I know you'll be getting so much out of it. And I do realize that if you are also attending the sessions in the evening, it's quite a time commitment. But I know that what you learn from this week is going to really give you some solid foundations for your business going forward. And I'm hoping that some of you are going to stay around inside the membership and have my ongoing support. And of course, it would be remiss of me to mention that Business from the Heart membership is now open. Now, as current members of this week, you've got until the end of Sunday to join and get your extra bonus, which is a place on the Sticky Message Clinic. So the idea is that you can come into the membership, you can work on your message and your captivating introduction by following. There's a very comprehensive training in the members area. And then after about 3 weeks, you'll come to this interactive workshop where we can really refine and fine-tune and workshop those together. And of course, if you've got any questions at all about the membership, how it works, do come to the Q&A mentoring call this evening at 7 p.m. I'm also going to be doing a dedicated presentation at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So if any of you want to know, just a dedicated want to come to a dedicated presentation, just all about the membership, that's going to be tomorrow, Friday at 1 p.m. So let me check in and see who's here. And of course, if you're here, especially if you're here live, make sure you always indicate that you're here with a hello or a comment of some sort, so that Jen, my assistant, knows that you are here and you can get that prize to put you in the running to win membership, an annual or 6 month membership, or a one-to-one with me, or one of the other fabulous prizes. So good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, Sabine. Whoever gets here first in the morning, I can see your good morning, but I can't see who it is. So good morning, early bird. Morning, Lucy. Morning, Marlies. Morning, Tabitha. Morning, Mater, who I'm still not quite getting that right, am I? Hello, Timing. Lovely to see you. I think, is this your first time on this week? So I'm going to jump in and get started because, as you know, I'm challenging myself to keep these to 30 minutes. And good morning, Oana. So the topic today, another of the key themes that underpins this membership, and I'll tell you why that is as well, which is how to create a business that you truly love. So because so often you come into business because you're really passionate about what you do, and you can imagine all these people that you can help. Maybe you've got a tool or a modality that really helped you in your life, and you want to help reach people with that. Or you might want to take your experience from your working life and translate it into being your own boss. You basically start out really excited, or you wouldn't embark on this journey. You believe it's possible, you're excited, and you start out building a business based on something that you think you're going to love to do. But then you can end up unintentionally creating a business that you actually, if you're honest, you don't really enjoy running. And what's very common I see is that you love the client work. Of course you do. That's why you came into business. You can do the client work all day long. But that you don't love, and for many people, actually even dread a lot of the other elements that go into making their business work. And the thing is that if that's how you feel, you won't be able to sustain it. Yes, you'll get a certain amount of success. You'll push and you'll create a certain amount, you'll get a certain way. But in the end, you'll burn out, or you'll start asking yourself, is this really what I want to spend my days doing? And you can, quite likely even give up. Now, for me, at the beginning of my journey, I didn't understand any of what I'm teaching this week, and I definitely didn't understand what I'm talking about today. I couldn't see the journey ahead. I had no map. I was confused. I was constantly beating myself up because I wasn't further ahead than I was. And if I'm totally honest, my first 12 months in business was pretty miserable. It wasn't fun. I wasn't enjoying the journey. I didn't even know there was a journey. If I did, maybe I would have enjoyed it. And then when I did eventually start working with mentors and filling the gaps in what I didn't know, I created an on paper successful six-figure business that worked, but it actually felt really heavy. It didn't feel like in my heart what I was here to do. And so this idea of creating a business you love is such a core theme in the membership because of my own experience. And the key for me, the key to creating a business you love are number one, your business model. And I do have quite a different take on what your business model is than you will see anywhere else. And the other key is knowing yourself. So you can choose and design that business model to actually work for you. And those are the two things I'm going to be talking about today. So, your business model, first of all. Typically, when you hear a business coach or mentor or teacher talking about the business model, what it normally means is it means the way that you deliver your work to your clients. So this might be your business model is working one-to-one with clients, or it might be having an online group program or a membership. It might be an offline group program. It might be a model where you run workshops and live events. It might be high ticket programs, online or offline. It might be retreats. You might sell digital products. It might be a training consultancy type of business. You might have associates who work with you, and it might be a done for you service. So there's so many different ways that you can deliver the magic and the transformation and the service that you have to offer. And if you don't see the distinctions and the pros and cons between these different ways of delivery, you can either end up creating a business that you don't really love in the way that you thought you would. And this is what happened for me when I built my business on a high ticket group program, or you end up creating too many different offers at once, and you end up scattered and overwhelmed, and you've got too many moving parts you're trying to juggle. And yes, sometimes you are going to have a combination. You may well have a combination of different offers, but they need to fit together as a sort of a journey, a natural progression. So if I look at my own business, the journey in my own business is I've got free resources, I've got a number of different free resources, so people can get to know me for no charge. Then my first level of paid offer is the membership, the one that's open this week. I have a course. Sometimes I've had a mastermind, I don't at the moment, and sometimes I take one-on-one clients. And it becomes like a journey or a progression. People do the free thing, then they come and join the membership. They might then later on come and join the course to get some deeper distinctions. Sometimes they do the course first and then they join the membership. And then when I do offer a mastermind or one-to-one, pretty much inevitably it's members of the membership who sign up for one-to-one. Like last time I took on one-to-one clients. And last time I offered a mastermind, in both cases, everybody who joined was either in the membership or had been in the membership in the past. So, and different personality types are suited to different types of delivery models. And I just really want to stress, it doesn't matter what anybody out there on the internet tells you you should do. I got told by my first business mentor, if you want your business to work, you have to offer a high ticket level program, right? Other people tell you, if you want your business to work, you have to offer one to many group programs or it's not going to work. None of this is true. Some people only want to work one to one with their clients. That's their dream. So do it. And I put a really good example of this in the Facebook group yesterday. I shared a video of Kanan, who's a coach for neurodiverse people, who's built the most beautiful one-to-one business, just working 4 days a week. And then other people, more like me, feel called to want to work with larger numbers of people at one time. And some of you would hate that. Like some of you would hate what I do. You'd be delivering to your clients all year round, like 12 months of the year. There's lots of different events going on, lots of different tech and emails, and I need a small team to help me do it. Some of you wouldn't want that at all. So everyone out there will tell you that the business model that they teach is the holy grail, the magic bullet. And I'm here to tell you, actually, you get to choose. You get to choose. No one business, no one delivery model is better than another. No one delivery model is easier than another. They've all got pros and cons, and they all work. So how I see your business model, as I said, my take on your business model is very different because for me, your business, and this is going to make sense, your business is way more than just how you deliver to and work with your clients. Because even if you have a delivery model with your clients that you love, you might not enjoy everything else you're doing, and you have to enjoy all of them. And for me, there are four key elements, and then there's a fifth that is relevant but sort of underpins them. And these four are attract, nurture, sell, and deliver. And then the fifth one is the operations, which is all the back end stuff, the stuff you don't see, the admin, the tech, the invoicing, the accounts. And you have to enjoy all of these, the attract, nurture, sell, deliver. Maybe you don't have to love them all, but you've got to enjoy them all. And if you're really good at some of them, you can be making money through your strengths, and then you can pay people to help you with the others that maybe are not so much in your flow. So I'm going to talk about all, each of those four. So first of all, attract. That's your client attraction. It's basically your marketing. How does somebody go from, we've got all these people out there on the planet, all wandering around. The absolute vast majority of people on the planet right now have got no idea I exist, and they've got no idea any of you exist. How does somebody go from having absolutely no idea you even exist to now they know you exist, they know who you help, they know what problem you solve, and they know what sort of result or solution you can help people find? And that's basically your marketing. And if you don't enjoy it, if you don't enjoy the things that you do in order to get that message in front of new people, you won't want to do it. It will always feel like a push, and that is not the way that a sustainable business lies. Then you've got nurture. And nurture is about how do you then keep connected with people so they now know you exist. Are they going to register? Oh, that sounds interesting. But 4 weeks later, they can't remember who you were. How are you going to keep connected until they are ready to buy from you? Now, this varies a lot depending on your overall business model and your marketing strategy. Because if you go networking, you might meet somebody one day and literally sign them up as a client within a matter of days. So there isn't really much in the way of nurture required. But if you've got an online business and you're doing all of your marketing online, it can take a long time to gather your audience and to nurture them and to build trust and to demonstrate the value. I've had people who've been on my mailing list for 4 years, 5 years before they've ever bought anything from me. So it's a longer game in the online space. And so if you're online, how are you going to keep in contact with people? Well, you might keep in contact by email. This is what I do. It's my core way of keeping in contact with people is through email marketing. You might keep in touch through valuable content, your blog, maybe a podcast, videos on YouTube, social media, of course. And that way you can keep in contact with literally, you can keep in contact with hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people at once. If your business is consciously built based on more relationship-based marketing, you might just be keeping in contact with people one-to-one. So you might have a customer relationship management system to track the contact, and you might just be, regularly reaching out and connecting with people one-on-one and keeping the connection that way. And you really, you're wanting to keep yourself and your business front of mind for people. Whether that is for 1 week or for 1 year or for 5 years until they're ready to buy. Now, at this point, this seems like a good place to remember to talk about the secret word. And of course, if you put your secret word on your secret word form, you're in with a chance of winning either a annual or a 6 month membership of Business from the Heart. And if at the time we announce the prize, you have actually already joined the membership, then we'll refund what you've already paid, and you'll get a 1 hour or a 30-minute one-to-one with me as well. So as a reminder, that's what you need the secret word for. And the secret word today, very important word when it comes to business, is joy. Because that's what we need to be staying connected to. Where can we find joy in our business so it's not just a grind? So secret word, joy. And then that brings me on to the third of these four elements, which is sales. Now, sales, very, very important to your business, because sales is the point at which one of those people who's discovered you through your marketing, who's stayed aware of you because you've nurtured them, this is the point at which they actually pay you money. They become your client. This is often called the point of conversion. Now, if nobody pays you money, you do not have a business. It doesn't matter how good it looks from the outside, doesn't matter how fancy your website is, it doesn't matter how many programs you've got. If you do not have anyone paying you, it actually isn't a business. And people often lose sight of that, and they build quite complex setups, but there's no money coming in. Whereas actually, you might be the person who's gone networking, met a handful of people, signed them up to work with you. You've made a few thousand pounds in the past couple of months. You've got no website. You've got nothing that looks fancy, but you've actually got a business because there's money coming in. Now, there are different points of conversion in your business and different ways that you can sell. You might sell one-to-one through sales conversations, and this is how the majority of people get started. Then you might graduate to selling one-to-many through webinars, online workshops. You might go out and do live speaking and sell from that. You might sell from a video series. You might sell from a launch experience event or challenge, which is what I'm doing this week. You might sell from your sales page. These are all very different skills. All of them require skills in sales, but they all have sort of there are sort of subtle differences in the way that you would go about selling if you're selling one to one versus if you're selling one to many. It would be different if you're selling on a webinar from if you're selling from a sales page. So most people start one to one, then they graduate on to selling one to many, because it's much easier to master selling one to many if you've already mastered selling one to one. And I cover a little bit more about the pros and cons of some of these different conversion styles in the Vision and Planning workshop, which those of you that are joining the membership this week will be in a couple of weeks' time, where we'll do that Vision and Planning. And some people just absolutely love deeply connected sales conversations. I do. I love having sales conversations. I love getting to know somebody to that depth. I love guiding them. I love hearing what's going on for them. I love hearing their struggles. I love to be able to assess whether I feel I can help them. I love that moment of trying to demonstrate to them that I really can help them. So I love one-to-one sales conversations. I also love the excitement of selling from a webinar or selling to a group of people like I'm doing this week. But some people will feel absolutely sick at the idea of selling online to a group, and only ever want to do one-to-one sales. And other people are like super excited. They can't wait to have thousands of people on their webinars. So we're all different, and we get to design this the way that works for us. Then the next number four, the fourth of those elements, is your delivery. Now, how you work with your clients. Now, I already talked about that at the beginning, so I'm not going to stop and go into that and talk about that anymore. But can you see where I'm going with this, right? If you love the work you do with your clients, but you dread the thing you believe you're supposed to be doing for marketing, or the way that you're nurturing people feels like a really heavy burden, or the idea of sales makes you feel really uncomfortable and you'd prefer to just avoid it completely, thank you very much, then for you to get your business working, you're going to be pushing to make that happen. And like I said earlier, while you will most likely have a certain level of success, the question is, will you be able to sustain that business year after year after year if you've built it on things that you don't really want to be doing? And so the question today is, what if you could find ways to attract clients to know you exist in ways that actually feel in flow for you and don't really even feel like work? How can you find ways to nurture that just feels like being of service? What if you could have deeply connected sales conversations that feel really meaningful and you look forward to them as one of your most favorite parts of being in business? For some of you might find that the feeling of being in business would be completely different. And I'm not going to say it's all easy, right? You've got to keep all of these going. So, in our businesses, for our businesses to work, we're juggling marketing, nurturing, selling, delivering, and our back-end operations. And I'm not going to pretend that it's all easy. It's an ongoing challenge to have all of those things more or less in balance. And this is why, in stage three of the pathway, I encourage you to start hiring someone to help you even before you feel you're ready and before you feel you can really afford it, because that's going to really support you. The other thing is you get to sort of choose the rhythm of your business. So some people have a balance where they're doing all of these things week in, week out, month in, month out. They've got their marketing, nurturing, sales, delivery. It's going on all at the same time. They've got that rhythm. Other people might have a program where they only deliver their program twice a year, and that's it. For me, my model is that I only sell, ironic for a sales expert, right? That I only sell a few times a year because I only open this membership for enrollment twice a year. I normally open my course once a year, and then sometimes I work one-to-one with clients as well. And for me, what that does is it leaves me free to be able to focus on the marketing and streamlining the operations in between times. So we're all different. We can create the rhythm that works for us. So question then becomes, right? Okay, that makes sense. So how do you know which things you're going to enjoy, right? How do you know? Well, this comes down to knowing yourself. And I love a good personality profiling tool. And there are lots of them available. You all might have your favorite already. There's one that I have always been a particular fan of because I discovered it very early in my business. One of my earliest business mentors, I think my first business mentor, introduced me to it. And it was such a light bulb moment for me, understanding my strengths and weaknesses. And realizing that it makes sense for me to put my energy into the stuff that I'm particularly good at and that I find easy, and not to beat myself up for the stuff that I don't find so easy, because I can then pay people to help me with the stuff I'm not so good at. So, the personality, I don't really want to get hung up on the tool itself, because there are lots of different profiling tools, and you might already have your favorite. The one I'm referring to is called Wealth Dynamics. And if you do want to explore this further and see if you get as excited about it as I always have been, there is a training inside the membership, an introduction to Wealth Dynamics, and there is a training on how to use Wealth Dynamics to help you choose the right business model for you. You don't necessarily need to pay to do the test to get a sense of which one you are. But, like I said, it doesn't have to be Wealth Dynamics. As long as you have this understanding about yourself, and you may not need a profiling tool to do that, but other popular ones are the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, DISC. Human design also is really helpful. I've been learning more about my human design recently, and some of you will find leaning into that's very helpful as well. So, but I'm going to stay with Wealth Dynamics for now because that's the one that I know best. So basically, and I'm going to totally oversimplify it just for the sake of the examples today. So within Wealth Dynamics, there are eight profiles, but we won't worry about that today. There are four types of energy, and we all have all these four types of energy. We're just more dominant in one than the others. So you've got your blaze energy, which is very people-oriented energy. You've got dynamo, which is a very creative energy. You've got steel, which is very much a detail, much more detail-oriented. And you've got tempo, which is more of a project management energy. Now, what I tend to notice is that in businesses where the business owner has gone into business because they feel called to make a big difference to other people, they usually have the people energy, the blaze energy. So, usually the majority, not everybody, but the majority of coaches, healers, therapists usually have the people energy. And if you do have that energy, then you need human connection interaction. The worst thing you could possibly do is sit alone at home trying to figure it all out on your own and trying to do it all online. Even if you are building a fully online business, you need connection. You need to be working with clients, you need to be doing collaborations, you need to feel part of a sense of community so that you've got colleagues and peers that are on the same journey. And that is partly why the Business from the Heart membership is so valuable, because it gives you those colleagues and peers. Now, I'm an introvert, as an example, but in Wealth Dynamics, I have the blaze energy. And so I have the people energy. So I am happiest and most in my flow when I'm doing something to do with interacting with people. So I do a lot of speaking, guest expert sessions, podcast interviews. I do a lot of presenting and teaching. Because I'm an introvert, I'm much more comfortable teaching than I am making small talk. And I love using my expertise to answer questions. And I'm sure you've seen that on the mentoring calls in the evenings. I also have that people energy, so I love building one-to-one relationships with people. And because of that, because I very easily build one-to-one relationships, I can create collaborations with other business owners that are happy to introduce me to their audiences. I'm a lot less comfortable on social media. It feels like a lot of detail and a lot of fiddling, and I'm just not great with detail. And it just feels like with social media, there's just a lot of moving parts. There's a lot to think about: scheduling, how often are you posting, are you bolding that line, putting an emoji on, needing to remember to go back and interact later. So that's me. And if I look at the other profiles, the opposite to me is the steel energy. And the steel energy is much more. So the opposite profile to me would be the steel. So much more detail oriented, much more systemized, much more happy behind the scenes. A steel energy person would be very happy running their Facebook ads, looking at their analytics, building their search engine optimization. They might be very happy building a funnel behind the scenes and driving traffic to it and seeing if they can sell on autopilot and not have to speak to any humans at all. Interestingly, steel energy people can also do very well on social media because they turn it into a system. They take the emotion out of it and it becomes, right, what am I going to post? When am I going to post it? And it just becomes a system. And whereas us blaze energy people, we bring a lot more emotion and feeling to it. And, a steel energy person, I've had quite a few steel, a lot of my tech support have been steel energy. Perfectly happy if they don't speak to a human for weeks on end. Whereas for the blaze energy people, the disconnection from other humans is like kryptonite for your business. Then you've got the dynamo. This is a very creative energy. These are the people who have an idea a minute, an idea for a new business every week, an idea for a new program or offer every day. And it's wonderful to follow that flow of creativity. And they can be very productive, but the downside is that very often with the constant drive to create something new, they often don't get what they've already created out into the world and really established as a revenue flow. So lots of creating and putting things out, but sometimes frustratingly not the business income to sort of to reflect the work that they've put in. And so with a creative energy, the question becomes, how can you actually harness that creative energy so that you're not creating something new all the time? Perhaps use it for your marketing, to find different ways of marketing, or how can you design your business to support your creativity, but without allowing that to sort of hold you back financially? And then we've got the tempo. This is the more project management energy. This is somebody that might be able to create just one course or one offer and set up systems to sell it over and over again, maybe selling other people's core programs on affiliates. Angie, who is my business and membership manager, she has the tempo energy and I have the blaze energy. So we're a beautiful complement. I'm out here in the world doing my magic and she's organizing all of the systems and organization that allows me to do that. So that's quite high level, a little bit oversimplified, but you get the idea. And when people come into the membership, they often come into the membership and one of the first questions people bring is, tell me what marketing I should do. They literally come on the calls and say, what marketing should I do? And I always say, I can't tell you. Well, I do. I do help people figure it out. But actually, the marketing you should do is what feels easy for you, what feels in flow for you, what works for you. I tell you what else with marketing is you'll also want to do what gives you results. Because if it feels easy and it actually gives you results, then it feels really enjoyable because you're getting results, you're seeing the rewards for your effort. And what you see out there in the world as well is all the blaze and dynamo people, the people with the people energy, the creative energy, they're putting stuff out there, they're very visible. You often can't see the things that the quieter, more systems and detailed people are doing. So as an example, Jen was a tech expert in the membership for a number of years. She doesn't do it anymore, and we've got Alice Jennings instead now. But she's got that steel energy, that more detail, inward energy. She had no desire to do out there marketing. You would never see her on social media. You would never see her doing a public masterclass or webinar. What she would do was build relationships with business owners like me. And she came into my membership as my resident tech expert, and she built the same relationship with a number of other businesses. I have the blaze energy, so I go out there and do all the marketing and bring the people in. And then they find Jen, and Jen only had to build a relationship with me. So that's just one example of where the marketing isn't always visible. Anyway, I digress a little bit. So I hope that was helpful, and I hope it's given you some insights. And just to recap, it's those four elements. You've got client attraction, nurturing, sales, and how you deliver to your clients. You love all of those pieces, you cannot lose. Operations doesn't matter so much because you can pay somebody to do your back end admin, tech, invoicing, all of that stuff. You can pay someone else to do that once you've got some money coming in. So, how am I doing for time? Slightly over time. Let me wrap up quickly. So today we've got the mentoring call at 7 p.m. because these are quite quick fire. Please bring any questions, anything you want to explore more deeply, bring them along this evening. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., we've got what's your next focus or milestone? We're going to take everything we've looked at through the course of the week, and we're going to help you look at the milestones and help you identify out of everything we've looked at, how do you know what the next step is for you? Now, of course, the Business from the Heart membership is open for enrollment. I would love you to join so that I can support you to create a clear plan, help you implement all of this, and also through the step-by-step trainings, but also access to my advice on the mentoring call. So if you're coming in, just make sure you join before the end of Sunday. And I am going to be doing a presentation at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Zoom to talk through it all in more detail because I haven't done that yet this week. You can also find out more on the joining page, which is businessfromtheheart.com. And let me just come and check your comments before we wrap up. Rebecca's giggling at herself because she recognizes herself in that so far. No wonder I find it so hard to niche. Yeah, probably too many ideas. Brilliant. And wealth dynamics is a new concept, but you find human design helpful. Yeah, do you know, it doesn't matter so much which personality profile it is. It's not that this is all about, I talk about wealth dynamics, but it's not like this is all about wealth dynamics. And if that's not the one that captures you, the principle more is around understanding yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, and try and build your business around the things that feel in flow for you, that feel easy for you, instead of looking at what someone else does and thinking, oh, I'm going to go and do that because it's obviously working for them. They might be a completely different personality profile to you. It might be very easy for them. So thank you so much, my lovely people, for being here with me live. I will see you on the mentoring call this evening at 7 p.m. And those of you that want to find out more about the membership, come and join me at 1 o'clock tomorrow. All right, lots of love. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.